Hi, I'm Crystal Craven, and I write songs and devotionals that are rooted in God's Word to draw hearts into a deeper intimacy with Jesus, because everything that God inspires is meant to be shared for His glory. So coming up is your weekly devotional. Woohoo! Well, we are still in chapter one of Colossians, but we are making our way through. We're going to cover four verses today. We are in verses 16 through 20, and it says, "For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is above all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is, in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." Now, we're actually going to cover these same four verses for a few weeks, but we're going to focus on different parts of this and really dig in and glean some good stuff. So this week, we are focusing on all things were created through him and for him. So we were not randomly formed. We were not the result of some accidental chaos or evolutionary coincidence. We were spoken into existence through Jesus. And not only created through him, but created for him. That changes everything, doesn't it? It can be easy to lose sight of that in a world that tells us that we're our own, right? That our lives are ours to define or direct. But the idea that we can find true purpose apart from God is the biggest lie from hell ever. Pride resists the thought of being subject to something that's higher than us, especially someone holy. But the biblical view isn't one of rigid subjection. It is actually a joy-filled belonging and purpose. Our loving Creator didn't make us to drift through life just aimlessly. He actually made us to walk in relationship with him and fulfilling the purpose that we're made for. Now, that truth, it brings freedom. We were created for him, to know him, to glorify him, to love him, and live in reverent accountability to him. And when we deviate from that, we live for ourselves and we stir chaos and conflict really in ourselves and just in the life around us. And why? Because deep down we know the truth. We were made for more. We were made for him. So I encourage you, let the knowledge of that purpose just kind of realign your heart today. You were created through him and for him. Now, I know I just shared this song last week, but you know what? I think we're going to listen to this for the next several weeks and just worship with it, because it is part of that section of scripture that the lyrics come from. And I am a firm believer in memorizing scripture, and a lot of times songs are a much easier way to do that for our brains. So here is the song written from Colossians called "Christ Above All."
Firstborn over all the earth,
devotionals and more originally written songs like this one, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C. And you can stream this song, Christ Above All, and all my other music pretty much anywhere where you stream your music from.